Another big ball of wrong. Ruby, Frankie, and Jody Hildebrandt, their court hearing has been delayed. It was scary because they were considering, and this is airing on the 19th, the day prior the hearing was scheduled, and it was actually suggested. Let me pull this up over here because I was kind of shocked to learn this little factoid about Ruby. It was suggested by the good old Utah. Utah court recommends pretrial release of Ruby Frank facing child abuse.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, that didn't happen. She is still behind bars. But the public safety assessment report suggested that Frankie's release before trial with restrictions, including monthly check-ins by phone, would be sufficient.
Now, wait a second. So the most vulnerable in our population are kids, animals, and elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
She violated one of these because she allegedly abused her kids.
Yeah.
Don't fucking let her out. I'm sorry for swearing, but no.
No.
No. No.
I just have to give it to Utah. Like, Utah, right? Without Utah, we would have half the show we have today.
Right.
Because it's just been one giant ball of wrong. And how many things that have been connected to the Mormon church is also disturbing.
Are these guys connected to this as well?
Yeah, completely.
Oh, God.
Yep. Hildebrandt.
See, I don't want to ever assume that because it's Utah, but it's always in the back of my mind.
Yeah, it was the first thing that I heard when this story came to light. It was actually one of the first things I read. I'm like, oh, it's like, yeah, okay. What the hell's going on? Is really more my question is what the hell is going on that this creates this culture where people like this come out of it? And I know, like, that's not what we teach. And, like, I know it probably isn't. It probably is not what you teach. I get that. But what the hell is being misconstrued in such a way and bastardized in such a way that people are thinking that it's okay to have this sort of behavior? And how are they justifying it through some of the teachings or taking those teachings and twisting them? Because y'all got a problem with it. You really
do. It's time to take a look, just as we need to take a look at the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Okay. And I come from a half Catholic family. There are some problems in the Catholic Church.
Without a doubt.
It needs to be taken a look at, you know, somebody needs to look into it. Same issue here.
Well, and the problem with it half the time, well, we'll look into it a little bit. And there's like a, you know, internal investigations never usually do very much.
No, it needs to be external.
But Ruby Frank, who's 41, and Jody Hildebrandt, 54, originally had that hearing set for Monday, unexpectedly postponed just an hour before it was set to start as a cloud of allegations surrounding the two Mormon podcasting partners grow darker. The legal system is making cautious steps when the Utah State Court officials citing the additional time needed to review copious amounts of discovery, as reported by KUTV. Both women are currently facing severe accusations, each charged with 6 counts of felony child abuse. Arrested in late August, neither Frankie nor Hildebrandt have entered pleas as of yet. Their legal team also remaining very silent, refraining from commenting to the media at all. The arrest was spurred by a chilling 911 call. Officers dispatched to Hildebrandt's residence on Ivins, Utah, after the distressed neighbor reported the very bizarre, horrible scene. Claimed that Frankie's 12-year-old son turned up at his house, his body emaciated, covered in wounds, pleading for food and water. Following this, Frankie's 10-year-old daughter was found in a similar situation concerning the state of Hildebrandt's home. Reacting to these alarming revelations, Frankie's oldest daughter, Sherry, expressed relief on Instagram, sharing an image of the police outside her family house. She commented, "Today has been a big day. Me and my family are so glad justice is being served. We've been trying to tell the police and CPS for years about this, and so glad they finally decided to step up." Ruby Frank was once a prominent social media figure, almost had 2.5 million viewers on her YouTube channel, 8 passengers. However, in 2022, the family ceased their vlogging activities. Frankie's career took a controversial turn when she teamed up with Hildebrandt for the Connections podcast. I love when people like use their name for just weird reasons. Their shared Moms of Truth social media platform began circulating contentious parenting advice alongside these controversial tips. Clips from Connie Exon's displayed Frankie making disturbing remarks on serious topics such as eating disorders, sexual assault, and immigration, further stoking public outrage. In the wake of Frankie's arrest, her four youngest children were placed under the protection of Child Protective Services. Their father, Kevin Frankie, separated from the family for roughly a year. He's now returned to their Springville, Utah home. His attorney, Randy Kester, expressed to the Salt Lake Tribune that their intent to reunite the children with their father. Kester remarked after a custody hearing, emphasizing the children's need to be with family, specifically his client, Kevin. Interestingly, Frankie's extended family, notably her three sisters, who maintain a prominent social media presence, voiced their concerns. They collectively stated that behind the glitz and the glamour of the public eye, they had done everything they could to try and make sure the kids were safe. The joint statement is a poignant reminder of the incident's gravity, saying Ruby was arrested, which needed to happen. Jody was arrested, which needed to happen. The kids are now safe, which is the number one priority. The rescheduled hearing date is yet to be confirmed. It's anticipated as of right now to be October 5th of 2023, according to television station Fox 13. So,
you read about Hildebrandt and her therapy license?
What do you got there?
Well, Jody Hildebrandt, this is from insider.com, once shared details about a therapy patient to the Mormon Church without his permission. Her therapy license was put on probation for 18 months after the incident. That is a huge violation that she gave details about this client to the Mormon Church.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I'm reading, that person was basically kicked out of the church, made some claims that were not true, including an alleged porn addiction for this client. It was false and led to the loss of church privileges and removal from BYU.
Is anyone surprised by any of this? Is anyone at all? Nope. Yeah, I think we're just going to keep seeing these people very much operated in their own world, in their own echo chamber. And it just kept getting worse. And I think we're just going to see how far off the deep end they went. I am curious to know very much about how much Kevin knew about what was going on.
Yeah.
Considering they were married for quite some time, and he was there while she was doing her own blog for many years, I don't know that he's the best person to take these children and be a father to if he wasn't standing up for them for years, if there was abuse going on in the home that he was aware of. But
I'm guessing he was abused as well.
That's my guess. My guess is,
because why would you stand up and say no?
It was probably such a house where she terrorized people. This is just my speculation. I'm guessing this was a house where she literally terrorized everyone, including her husband, and everything was her way. And if it wasn't her way, she would make life emotionally hell for every single person there until she got the way that whatever she wanted to do, whatever it may be, probably some of the smallest things to some of the biggest things. They were all, I think, fair game to this narcissistic bitch and probably abused her husband. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that her husband's off the hook, though. There is culpability that is there, even if you are being abused. You are an adult. It is your job to protect your children. Do I have a little more grace and understanding for you in that situation? Yes, I certainly do. But you are the fucking adult as well. And if your kids are being abused by your partner, it is your job to stand up.
Absolutely. That's your job as a parent.
So I think a little more investigation needs to be done into that, but I do suspect that he's also a victim of her, without a doubt. So
yeah, we'll continue. This is going to be an interesting case.
Watch this garbage fire continue to burn out of control.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.